The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Bill Shorten will always be remembered as the federal Labor leader who lost the unlosable election of 2019. But Shorten's comments today about the Melbourne COVID protesters on the weekend are also worth remembering. The former opposition leader said the mob who attacked and injured police were nothing more than a bunch of man-baby Nazis. And he's got a point. There's no doubt there was a hard-right, racist element involved in that protest, because we're talking about a group that's always looking for any chance to cause trouble. And it doesn't only exist in Melbourne. The COVID protest in Perth last weekend might have been peaceful by comparison, but you can bet that same breed of agitators was present. You might have noticed a few people carrying the Eureka flag, which has been used as a symbol for political groups and radicals for years. More recently, it has been associated with Australia. Neo-Nazi groups. So why would these groups get involved in a COVID protest? Well, for starters, it's a great way to recruit like-minded members. It's also a chance to be visible out in the community and to intimidate other people. The idea that a group would leverage a global pandemic and potentially put lives at risk to promote a hateful political agenda is vile. So I completely understand Shorten's motivation in wanting to belittle them by calling them man-babies. They certainly aren't real men, that's for sure. But the biggest question must be answered by all the other people who took part in the protest on the weekend. Do you really want to be associated with hard-right racist scumbags? And for what? Because you don't want to get the jab, or you're unhappy with border closures that have kept life in WA pretty much normal? We are lucky to live in a country where people can have differing opinions and can peacefully protest to make their opinions heard. But we need to recognise when the people protesting only care about causing trouble, and that seems to be the case with these COVID demonstrations.